All right, Peter King is here, our favorite politician ever. Still is, even though he's not doing that job today. Andrew Garbarino's got his job. But as far as we're concerned, the great Congressman Peter King, the king lives on. Peter, good morning. How are you, buddy?
It's great being with you. And Bernie, how you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you. You had sent me a column a couple days ago, which I read. It was great. And it was entitled this, What the Statistics Show About Police Shootings and Public Safety. So as we're getting ready for this Derek Chauvin verdict to come out, and we may be bracing ourselves for violence right here, Peter, in our own city, tell us about this column and what it said to you.
Yeah, basically it shows, and actually Lydia was talking about this before, this whole thing is a lie, this whole narrative that somehow African Americans are being persecuted by cops, are being shot down by cops. The fact is, every year there's far more whites than blacks killed by cops, and almost all those killings, by the way, are justified. Well, you talk about armed or unarmed, there's no doubt every year in and year out, there's usually twice as many, almost twice as many whites shot as blacks, even though the reality is blacks commit far more violent crimes than whites. That's the reality. Here in New York, probably 75 to 80% of the violent crimes are carried out by African Americans. And I'm not reflecting on them. The fact is there are different health issues, education issues, economic issues, housing issues, all of that. But that's not the fault of the cops. And the people who get hurt the most when the cops are told to pull back, like last week, Andrew Cuomo said, crime is out of control, and it's more important than ever that the police reform. Well, the fact is, crime got out of control when he and de Blasio, especially the governor, started calling for so-called police reform. The fact is, the NYPD is the best police department in the country. The fact is that crime was at record lows. Since Cuomo opened his mouth and pulled the cops back and told the cops that he'd rather stand with the protesters throwing Molotov cocktails, that's when crime has gotten out of control. And the victims of that are African Americans, the people living in those communities. And if you listen to them now, they talk about this reign of terror when Ray Kelly and Bill Bratton, especially Ray Kelly, was the commissioner. Well, crime went down dramatically. Under Bratton and Kelly, crime was reduced almost 80%. And almost all of that was in the African-American community. So probably 10,000 African-Americans are alive today because of Ray Kelly and Bill Bratton. When Ray Kelly stepped down as commissioner, his ratings in the African-American community were more than 2-1, popular over unpopular. So this reign of terror never existed. It's a lie. It's a big lie propagated by Maxine Waters, by progressive politicians, by the New York Times, by the progressive media, all the enablers out there. It's an absolute disgrace. Everyone should stand with the men and women in blue. And if, again, this whole idea that somehow this is 50-50, if there's a bad verdict, as far as the radicals are concerned, that means that there has to be a riot, that justifies a riot. This is absolutely disgraceful, and it's taken the country in a terrible direction.
Terrible direction. Congressman Peter King on the Bernie and Sid Show on 77 WABC. Congressman, first of all, Mike Bloomberg, Ray Kelly is a hero. He saved a lot of lives, along with Giuliani. And along with Bill Bratton, but Mike Bloomberg threw him under the bus during the presidential campaign, the spineless worm that he is. However, I want to go back to your earlier comments. Young black males commit a disproportionate amount of the crimes. And that's a fact. That is an absolute hardcore fact. And you say, well, there's certain things, reasons why. Well, we have to ask ourselves. We have to have that tough conversation.
Right.
I played clips yesterday of President Obama, but Don Lemon back in the day. It is, there is a reason for it. It's a cultural thing. That's the question. That's the argument or the discussion we should be having is, why do so many young black males commit crimes? Why is that?
Yeah, we should accept the reality that the crime rate is there, and then let's get together and address it. You know, Senator Moynihan first raised this issue more than 50 years ago, and he was announced as a racist. Then he was, working in the Kennedy administration, and he came out with a report called the Moynihan Report. And he was denounced. The fact is, that is what is encouraging crime, when people refuse to address the reality of it. The way Ray Kelly addressed the reality of it and brought down crime by 80%, as did Bill Bratton. The whole broken windows theory, going into the community where the crime is being committed. And then all the social issues should be worked on in an intelligent way. Not say that the schools in these communities aren't working because they're racist, or because the teachers are racist, or because the system is racist. All we're doing is creating another generation of victims. And the last thing we need as Americans is to be guilty of victimhood. I hate people who walk around feeling sorry for themselves. Everyone can talk about the neighborhood they grew up in, the lousy teacher they had in school, the kid who beat them up on the line, all that kind of stuff. The fact is, grow up, man up, get over it. And that's what makes America great. We don't sit around feeling sorry for ourselves. But instead, if you listen today, African-Americans just, you know, the poor victims. Listen, every African-American I know is a tough, strong man or woman. They want to get on with their lives. And to have people like Maxine Waters out there propagating her nonsense and being accepted by the media, by having, again, Governor Cuomo last year, I mean, a cop got hit in the face with a brick and another one had Molotov cocktail thrown at him. The next morning, Cuomo's on television. I'm proud to stand with the protesters. What kind of nonsense is that saying? Let's address the underlying social issues and do it in an intelligent way.
Yeah. One of the themes of the show the last couple of days, Peter, has been Bernie, who's a very, very tough guy. Bernie can handle himself. Trust me. Nobody knows better than me. Kicked my ass 18 years ago. But on a serious note, he's been doing a little hand-wringing. He is really, really nervous about what this city may in fact be in store for when this verdict comes back. And I don't necessarily disagree with Bernard. What about you, Peter? Are you sincerely worried about what may transpire in this city if in fact this verdict is not what those people want?
I am concerned. I'll tell you why. Number one, last year it was almost made to be legitimate that you could have riots and demonstrations, throwing Molotov cocktails, trying to burn down Macy's, attacking St. Patrick's Cathedral, burning out small businesses. That was considered by the media to be somewhat of a legitimate response to an action by a cop in Minneapolis. Now, the NYPD is the best police department in the country, has saved more black lives than anyone ever, and yet they were targeted. But day after day after riots, the media thought that was okay. The other side of that is that unlike in other years when the mayors would stand and the governors would stand by the cops, you had instead, every morning they were criticizing the cops who had to put down the riots the night before. And then you find the attorney general of the state, you know, eight, 9 months later, writing a report. You would think that there's a reign of terror during the riots. The cops are going around beating everyone up. Anyone who remembers that remembers how terrible it was, why so many people moved out of the city, why the city was boarded up, why there were buildings burning, why there were cops, and 600 cops ended up in the hospital. And yet the after action report is that it was all the cops' fault. So yeah, I'm afraid the combination of the riots being legitimized last year and cops are going to stand back. Listen, I've spoken to some veteran cops who basically say they've been told if they're going to make an arrest of someone and the guy resists, unless it's a real serious crime, you know, there's no need to really arrest him because you know, people are going to show up with their video cameras and you're going to be you're the bad guy. So, yeah, obviously the combination of riots being encouraged and condoned and the police having their hands tied, it can be a bad situation. It really is, whether it's getting off the train at Penn Station and seeing how bad it is or got out to Fifth Avenue last year and seeing the city in flames. This is a bad situation. And I would have thought after last summer, the city and the state would have come together and say, hey, we're going to stand with the cops. The cops are all that protects us from anarchy. Instead, it was the cops who took all the heat and continue to take the heat. And as Governor Cuomo said, the cops have to reform themselves. Well, maybe we should reform the politicians and let the cops do their job.
Yeah, Congressman Peter King, so well said. All the thugs got a get-out-of-jail-free card. You're right about that. The police unfairly blamed doesn't bode well from what might happen if we don't get the right verdict out in Minneapolis. Peter King, we're out of time, but you know Bernie and Sid loves former Congressman Peter King, so you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you, Sid. Thank
you. All right, man. Hey, on a nice note on the way out, the Yankees are in last and the Mets are in first.
There you go. Let's go, Mets.
All right, Peter, thank you. There he is, the great Congressman Peter King on Bernie and Sid.